next step is to fully develop your intuitive abilities, your abilities to project your mind. We call ESP a little different than extrasensory perception. We refer to it as effective sensory projection. You can project your mind to any place on this planet, any planet within the solar system, any solar system, within a galaxy, and any galaxy within the universe, as you've been learning in the conditioning cycles. You can project your mind to detect information if you need that information to correct problems, to help you improve conditions here on planet Earth. Some people call that remote viewing. The United States government spent $20 million, some people estimate $30 million, training psychics to do remote viewing. They had spectacular results. In one test, the CIA psychics located 10 out of 10 submarines underwater, 100% success on it. So this is something that can be learned. This is something that anybody has the ability, the potential to do. Now, it's asking a lot to ask somebody who's never exhibited this type of ESP to suddenly start doing it. Here are some tips and techniques from Jose Silva that you can use to get started on your own in doing this. For instance, everybody has hunches from time to time, and sometimes they turn out to be right. When that happens, when you have a hunch, when your intuition tells you something, or you think your intuition is telling you something, and you're right, at your earliest opportunity, go to your alpha level and review that experience. Especially review the feeling that you had when you had that hunch, Mr. Silva says, that mental or emotional feeling of being accurate and correct. Some people get intuitive insights in dreams. That often happens because while we're sleeping and dreaming, the brain does spend a certain amount of time at the alpha level. When this happens, and when you confirm that the information helped you, that the information turned out to be accurate, then again, go to your level and review the experience and reinforce it and program yourself that you will have more and more of these experiences. You can also use a trial and error method. For instance, if you're going to call somebody and it's a long-distance phone call, well, you don't want to waste your money if they're not there or waste your time. So you could enter your level, ask yourself the question, is the person available? If I go ahead and make the call now or not, you'll get a hunch. You'll get a feeling for it. Go ahead and make the call. I used to do that. When I was learning, I would do that. I would say, oh, that person's not there. So then I'd call up. I'd make the long-distance call. And sure enough, they'd say, nope, sorry, he's not here right now. And I'd say, oh, that's great. That's terrific. Because I was accurate with my intuition. So those times when you're accurate, reinforce that feeling. You will learn to tell the difference when your hunches are right and perhaps when they're not quite right. Now, one thing Mr. Silva cautions about, we don't do this just to play games, just for fun. That's not the point of it. He said, we were not given this valuable tool, this tool that can just be absolutely beyond placing a value on. We were not given this tool by higher intelligence just to go out and play guessing games. We were given this tool so that it would help us to overcome problems and improve conditions on the planet. Now, one of the problems that you may have is developing your confidence in your ability to do this. That's fine to use it to develop your confidence. Once you've got that confidence, once you know it works for you, then remember to use it for the purpose that we have it.